Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalid. This is a continuation of the theme that we had in the previous Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that a uber is poisel ve'inemaychel. The Mishnah quotes that b'shem Rabbi Yosi, which means that the uber, that's b'mei imoy, and her husband died, the father of the uber died, so the uber is poisel, which means that the uber defines her as still attached to her husband. So if she's married to a Yisrael, she can't be v'shova l'beis aviyah to eat as a bas koyin, kedina shel bas koyin. Ve'en e'maychel, the uber doesn't yet have a din to be maychel that she can eat truma mikoyach the ben. The Mishnah Gerada before mentioned this in context of lo yoichlu avodeo b'truma. L'gabi de achilas avodim, which is mitzad kinyan kesef. So the Mishnah is chazering over that din. We'll just say over one point that the Rambam makes in Hilchus Trumas, Perikei Halacha Dal, is the way Reb Chaim, over there in Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi, explains the Rambam. There are three types of cases where somebody died, a Kohen died, and the question is whether his Avodim that he left over could eat Truma. One will be in a case where he niach ishtei meuberes. And, well, let's start with the easier case first. What happens if he died and he doesn't have any brothers? So his avodim belong, obviously, to next of kin. Who's next of kin? He doesn't have a brother. It's his father. It could be his cousin, whoever it is. But if he's a kohen, so everybody mi mishpachas av is a kohen, so automatically the eved now will eat truma the next second after he dies because the avodim al tzilchus Yerusha belong to whoever was Yerusha. That's one case. Another case is where he niach ishtei meuberes. He doesn't have a son. The son is alive. His son yashins. They're now avdei kohen. What about a meuberes? So who's going to be his yerush? His yerush is not his cousin or his father, whomsoever. His yerush will be his son when his son will be born. But that's not accurate. His son is his yerush now. Except that he doesn't have the avodim, he doesn't have a schus to be meichel the avodim now. Temporarily, the avodim cannot eat truma because they belong to the uber, but that uber, since he's not a yelud, cannot be meichel betruma. That says that the halacha status of an uber is that he's poisel, the ain't a meichel, but he does have a shem yerush. He might not own the avodim strongly enough to be able to be Michael, but he does, he's the Yerush. What happens, however, here's where the Rambam says an extra connection, and Reb Chaim explains it, if the father left over, he niach ishtei meuberes, but he does have three older brothers. The Shem Yerush is chal on all four brothers together. Again, like we said, an Uber has a Shem Yerush. It's not to say he's not a Yerush. His cousin is his Yerush. When a person dies, his cousin's his Yerush until his son is born. No, his son has his Shem Yerush, even B'mei Imoy. But the Shem Yerush is all four brothers together. Novos. The Uber is not Zoyche in the property. He's not a property owner. So he doesn't own the Eved to be Meichel to them now Befoil. But he is owned by the three brothers. The fact that there's a fourth brother doesn't passel, because the fourth brother has a Shem Yerush, but he doesn't yet own the Avodim. The Avodim are owned by the three older brothers who are born, and they are Michael, when the fourth brother will be Baloyla Mazel Tov, unfortunately, Lacham Yisazaviv, then he'll also be an owner of the Eved. But right now, there's three Avodim of the owners. The Shem Yerush is all four, but practically the owner is only the three brothers, not the fourth yet. And that's why, explains the Rambam, if the one brother, the only Yerush, now is an Uber, so he's Poisel Va'ene Meichel, but he won't be Poisel if there are another three brothers, because even though he'll be a Yerush, but right now he's not the owner before the Avodim, the owner of the Avodim before the, only the three brothers, they'll be Meichel Va'ene Poisel, because they're alive. This is where Reb Chaim explains it. The next case in the Mishnah is Ve'hayovom. The Mishnah is not mefaret. What it means to say is that a yovam, that means if she's a bas koyin, so she wants to, or she'd like to be in the state of vishovel besovio, to go back to her state of being a bas koyin, but she's married to a Yisrael, her husband died, she's skuka leibim, she's certainly not in the state of vishovel besovio. There's a yovam who has a hold on her, has a zika on her midaraisa. So Mimela, he's poisel and he's not meichler. Now the flip side, what does it mean any meichel, will be what happens if she's a bas yisrael, she was married to a kohen, so she had a career of eating truma as a wife of a kohen. Now she's not married to a kohen; she's an almana. She just has a zika relationship with her brother-in-law, who's a kohen. That relationship of zika is not kiknusa; they're not married. The way the Gemara says that in Yevamis, or the, rather in the Sugya and Ksubis, the Gemara says that since the Torah says v'kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyin kaspoy hu yoichal boy, so the Torah says that it has to be kinyin kaspoy. The Gemara says v'loy kinyin ochiv. She's not fully married to the kohen now. She's zokuk. She's skuka loy because of the kinyin that his brother had. That's not enough to be Michael Herbert Truma. Now it's worth pointing out that there's a major machlok sushen whether this din is deraisa or not. Rashi holds that a Yevoma, Skuka Liyibum, is Asur Betruma. It's a pasuk, the Pasha of the Gemara that we just quoted. So, she's Asura. She doesn't have a din of being fully married to a kohen. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no, the Kro is only Asmach Tabamu. Min HaTorah, Be'etzim, a Yevoma is already nicknames to the Yevom. Mikach, she already had a din Achilas Truma mitzad her dead husband. Therefore, she can continue eating. That's Shitz Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis Yeshonim. This is all Rishonim over here. Yevamos Dam Samach Zayin. It's also some of the Rishonim are the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Is also in Ksubas Daf Nun Ches. Tosis Yeshonim is Miyashiv. Tosis Kasha, which is the Makor of Rabbeinu Tam, by saying there's a chilu between Truma Daraisa and Truma Darabonon. The Ritva has a Shita Mechudeshes. The Ritva holds over here Yevamos Dam Samach Zayin that if she was Arusa to her first husband, who's dead. So then her relationship of Zika with the Yovam will not be Michael Herbert Truma, Midaraisa. However, if she was already Nisua, so then her relationship with her husband was strong enough that even Mikoyach, her relationship with the Yovam, even though it's not in and of itself enough, will give her a right to Truma. Karenarius is Niflis Himimeni. Do you hold that the relationship with the Yovam is enough to be Michael or not? What does it make a difference what her relationship with her dead husband is? Now she's in a relationship with the Yovam. She's only Chayv Elav. She's only a skuka. She's not married to him. So the Rebitzla Ponovich in Zeche Yitzchok says a very beautiful pshat. It's worth saying over B'Ketzar and Mamish. Even though Midaraisa and Arusa eats Truma, we quoted the Pasuk before, Kinyin Kaspoy. That means she's married Mikoyach Kinyin Kesef to her husband. Rashi, Grada, and Ksubas mentions, if it's only Midin Kesef, what about if it was Mekadosh B'Shtar B, it's not Kinyin Kesef? No. Hukesh Kol Havayis LaDodi, it's all the same. So she has a relationship with her husband. She's called Kinyin Kesef, as Narusa. A Nesua, even though the Gemara says that the din that a Narusa doesn't eat, Midaraisa, she does eat Truma. It's only Midirabonon, because maybe she'll go home, she'll feed it. The Gemara says other reasons also. Cheshin Lesimpoin, that's a Gemara in Ksubas Dafnan Zayin Amid Beis. But Be'etzem, a Nesua, even the Raisa, eats for a different reason. It's not just Kinyan Kaspoy. There's a pasuk called Torah Be'beis Choyoichal. By Truma, she's considered Ishtoi Kegufoi. An Eishes Koyin is not just eating Mekoyach Kinyan Kaspoy, like as if she's the Eved of a Koyin. We mentioned this before. The din that a wife of a Koyin eats is because she's a Koyenes. She has a din kohenes. You yoytze l'moshel achrenim point out, you yoytze mitzvahs nesinas truma by giving it to a kohenes. Pidyon ben you can make by an eishes kohen. She's a kohenes. She's not an eved of a kohen. She's not just a konui to a kohen. She's a kohenes. Says Rebitzela that Narusa, whose din to eat truma is because she's konui to a kohen, if her husband died, that kinyan is only strong enough to be Michael when she's actually married, as an Arusa. A skuka is not enough. However, if the relationship she had with her first husband who died is Nisuin, she was Chalaner, she's a Kehenes. If she's a Kehenes, the fact that she's skuka, she's a Medes, Lihi Boil, to her husband's brother, keeps her intact as a kohenes. She retains her kohenes status. She's not eating truma because she's married to a kohen. That she's not. She's only skuka. But if she's a kohenes, the fact that she's skuka to the brother retains for her status of a kohenes. There she has a din to eat. So therefore, what her relationship with her first husband is, who's mace, now will define what she is insofar as the brother was concerned. This is Rebitzel's pshat. It's a very beautiful hasbara. ha'erisin. The case of an arusa, like we just pointed out, a bas koyin that's nisarsa liyisrael, she's nifsal, she's now married to a yisrael, she has a din of an eishes yisrael, she doesn't have a din of a kohenis anymore. He passels her. If she's arusa to a koyin, so midaraisa it's enough to eat, like we said, there's a din drabon that she's not eating. Chazal said that she's not allowed to eat truma until she's nechneses l'chupa. And then you have a sugya. What happens if she's being fed by her husband because he was already 12 months after the kedushin, and now she's ru'uyal l'nesuin. He has to be mefarnes her. Is that enough to give her the right to eat truma? That's the sugya in Ksubis, daftin zayin amid beis. Cheresh, of course, is only a kinyan drabonon. So a bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael cheresh has a din midrabon of an eishes Yisrael pasels. If she's a bas Yisrael and she's married to an eishes to a koyin, midrabonon is not enough for her to violate the din of achilas truma idezah. So therefore she can't eat. What's the case of ben teisha shonim v'yoyim echod? A woman who's nivellus to a ben teisha shonim v'yoyim echod biyosei biyo. He's a nosen. He's a chol. He's a mamzer. His bia passels her me'achilas truma. If a bas Yisroel gets married to a kohen who's ben teisha shon v'yamechad, now the shal is, how is that possible? Chod is no kedushin. So even the lashon of the rav and the other mafarshim is she'en kinyon e'kinyon gom, l'chod means it's nothing at all. Ben teisha shon v'yamechad, l'chod the kedushin is not kedushin at all. Therefore, he does not have a din of being married to her to be Michael. So he's poistel, bibioso if he's any Michael. It's a little bit different than other cases because it's really no marriage. It's a lechay dover poshut that he's not Michael. There is raid when you learn Kiddushin about one case according to a mikzah shittas harishonim where it would be shaykh to be married to a cotton. The shalas, would there be a little bit of a smach here that there is some type of marriage to a benteish shon v'yam echot? That's a good question. And this is the first half of the Mishnah. All these cases, like we said, poislin v'loy machilin. Sofik shu ben teisha shon v'yanechod, sofik she'enoi. So sofik if he's a ben teisha shonim, and he passels bibioso if he's a mamzer, let's say, or whether he's not ben teisha shon v'yanechod. Sofik, another case, hevi shtei sairis, whether that he's a godl, because he's maybe shtei sairis, sofik loy hevi. So Sofik, maybe he wasn't, maybe Shtei Cyrus, as he was Mekadosh and Ishna, as well he's married. Legabe, any type of din. Legabe, whether she's an Ashes Yisrael, to pass off in Truma, if she's an Ashes Koyin, to be Michael with Truma, and so on. Or you have a case of Nofla Bayis Olav Al Bas Ochiv. Interesting wording in the Mishnah. The way the Gemara explains it, what it means to say is, he was married to his niece, Bas Ochiv, and Zeshayla, who died first? Obviously, if he died first, so then she was nefels liivum to her father, who's the brother of her husband. And then if she had a tzora, the din would be, as the Mishnah Firzois, tzorosa cheletzes v'loy misyavemes. Tzorosa cheletzes v'loy misyavemes over here is because of a sofik. If she's a proper erva, nefels liivum, so then her tzar is not zkuka liivum. Let's say she died first, so that's the Mishnah that we had, the very first Mishnah Yivomis. So the Mishnah over here says, on any case of a sofik, what's there going to be the din? There's a klal over here, tzarasa chalatzes v'leimis yavemis. But l'chair also, l'gabi the sofik of hevish deisais, if a kedushin is a kedushin, l'gabi yashem erv also chalatzes v'leimis yavemis. Sofik ben teisha shonim, and it's l'gabi yashem Shem Yibum is also Chaletzes V'Lem Yisyavemis. Will be the same klal for all of them. Mishnah Hey Ha'oinis V'Amefate V'Hashoite Loi Poislim V'Lem Achim. This is a continuation of the same theme. Ha'oinis, so Yisrael, that's Ma'anis Abbas Koin, doesn't turn her into a Yisrael. The Ma'isa Bia is not a Dova Poiseles. It's Ma'anis. He's not allowed to do it, but doesn't change her status. And Mefata the same. If he's Mefata to her, it's Barotzen. Again, doesn't change her status. According to the Rambam, Ponui Haboal Apnuya is Chayve Lavin. But that Chayve Lavin is not an Isser like a Cholol or like a Mamzer. It's Chayve Lavin because it's Derech Hefkerus. The Rambam holds it's the love of Leisir Kadesha. The Rivet, other Rishonim Masik, that Kedesha means a woman who's Imedes Luznus. That's Chayvei Lavan. But not Stama Maisa Bia between a Pono and a Pnuyo. Doesn't have any halakhic status. But even according to the Rambam, that it's a Chayvei Lavan, it's not a Bia Arayis. It's not a Bia Papoiselis. So therefore, Loi Poisim Loi Machilim. Shaita is the same. What it, the point over here is that a Shaita is Boil, Bas Koyin, doesn't change her status. Even if theoretically he marries her, Kedushin ain't a Kedushin. They were only Misakin we had in the last Mishnah, Drabana by a Cheresh. By a Shaita, there's no Kedushin. So therefore, it doesn't create any halacha difference. If any real love of Yisrael, if any of those Boilim, the Oinis, or the Mefata, or the Shaita that's Boileo, is a Mamzer, a Nosna, whatever it is, Harelu Paisan, this did we had before. Keitzat. Yisrael Shabal Bas Koyin. A Yisrael is Baal Bas Koyin, Teichel Betruma. There's nothing. She didn't marry the Yisrael, there was Maisabia there. Doesn't do anything to her. So therefore, told Teichel Betruma, like we said, is it Chayvei Lavan or not, according to the Rambam, is not relevant to whether it passes. Doesn't create any relationship between the two of them. So therefore, Fashtetzach, if she's a Bas Koyin, she continues Teichel Betruma. Ibro, she becomes a Meuberes, and now she's carrying the child of Yisrael. Even though she's not married to him, having a child who's a Yisrael gives her a status as no longer a Bas Koyin. Therefore, im Ibra lo teicha b'truma, a Meuberes passels. Is any Michael, if he's a child of a Koyin, to give her a right to a truma, but if he's a product of a Yisrael, so then it gives her a status of loicha teicha b'truma. Nechtacha ube b'me'eo, if the child was taken out me'eo, so she eats teicha right away. Koyin, the Mishnah continues, Shebo Abbas Yisrael, Loi Teichel Betruma. A Koyin that's Bo Abbas Yisrael, again, she's not married. There was a Maisa Bia there. She doesn't get Kedusha's Kohuna. She's not King and Kaspoy. Therefore, Loi Teichel Betruma. Ibro, Loi Teichel. Ubor is not Michael. Yoldo. She gives birth now to a child who's a Koyin. Once she's a mother of a Koyin, then Teichel. The Mishnah says it's a very big chiddush. Nimtza koyche shel ben godel mishalav. The koyach of the child to be Michael, his mother, if he's a Kohen, is bigger than the father. A Kohen is Baal Bas Yisrael. There's no relationship between the two of them, just a Maisa Bia. So then there's nothing there. There's no issues. There's no kinyan katzpoy. Mashenkin, having a child who's a Kohen is Michael her betruma. Hoeved, poisul mishum bio. An Eved that's Bo, no, obviously not married. Eved, Kedushin's not, he can't be Mekadosh Yisraelis. But if he's Bo Abbas Koyin, his Bia is a Bia Peselis, Bia's Eved. Therefore, Pasels from an Akun, from an Atruma. Ve'ene Peisel Mishum Zera, a Tosefis from Ketzat. Bas Yisrael Koyin, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Koyin, a Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. V'yolda Himenu Ben. A Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Over here we're talking about not Nivellas, we're talking about married. Bas Kohen Yisrael, the older man of Ben, she has a child. V'holach ha-ben v'nichbesh al ha-shivcho. Nichbesh is a kilu loshen kibush, it's a loshen bezoyin, that he was boil ha-shivcho, l'taka loshen bezoyin. V'yolda himenu ben, the shivcho gives birth to the child, biologically he's the child of this yid who was boileo. L'maisa ha-reza evit. He has halachically a status of an Eved. Same way a child of a Nochris, of a Goyish woman, is a Goy. It doesn't make a difference if the father biologically is a Yid. Doesn't have a din of a Yisrael. Doesn't have a Kedush Yisrael. By an Eved also has a din of an Eved. With all the dinim of an Eved or a Shivcha. Mchuyiv in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs ke Eved. Hoysa Eim Oviv. The way we just said it. The mother of the father of this child is a Bas Yisrael a Kohen. It's a Bas Yisrael who got married to a Kohen. Not relevant. Whatever his yichus is, loicha teicha b'truma, because he has a din of an Eved, like we said. Bas Kohen li Yisrael, here we're talking about a case, it's really the same thing. You have a case where you have an enikel nebuch of a Yid, because there was a Yisrael that was bar Bas Kohen. But we're not talking here the status of the enikel. He's taka an Eved. About his loicha teicha b'truma, he's not a Yid b'chlal. Masha'enken, we're talking over here about the din of the mother. She is Teichel Betruma. The fact that she has, she's a Bas Koyin, the fact that she has a Enikel, right? The Bas Koyin Yisrael had a child, and the child keeps her a Yisrael. Let's say her son died, And what she has alive biologically is a grandson, but he's not a Yid, he's an Eved in the above-mentioned case. So therefore, Teichel v'Truma, because she doesn't, al pi halacha, have a grandchild. Her son, who's Israel, died. Mamzer poisel u'maychel is another din. A mamzer is poisel, and he's also maychel. Mamzer is maychel, what does that mean? Ketza, bas Yisrael l'koyin, a bas Yisrael marries a koyin, u'bas Koyin li Yisrael, v'yolda him en ubas, the regular marriage of a bas Yisrael, a koyin, or a bas Koyin li Yisrael, they had a child. So a bas Koyin li Yisrael can eat truma, a bas Yisrael, a koyin who has a child, could eat truma. V'holcho habas v'nises la'eved, the daughter, over here, not a man who was a yid, was Baal Shivcha, but the daughter is Nivelas. It says Nises, but Avad the Kedushin is not Toifis. It's Nivelas la'eved, oy l'goy, rachmona l'tzlan, v'yolda him en uben, and they had biologically a child. Harei ze mamzer. The halacha is, by the way, that a Yiddish woman who is nivelas aydei neved or a goy, the kashrus of the child goes bas of the mother. The kedusha status, the Yiddishkeit status, goes bas of the mother. The father was a neved or a goy, doesn't do anything because it's not chayvi krisus. It's just not kedushin toif symbol. We paskin that Goya Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael we paskin that have lad kosher. The Mishnah over here is going like the Mandama. We spoke to that in the first parak. There is a Mandama that holds, Tosfos discussed in different places, that Eved Va'akum Abba Abbas Yisrael have lad mamzer. So the Mishnah says the words Hareze mamzer. Hoiso Eim Imoy Bas Yisrael L'Koyin. Even though the husband died, the child died, the daughter died, Toichal b'truma, because that enikel has a din of Yisrael kosher. Therefore, toichal b'truma. Even if it's a mamzer, not loved after Yisrael kosher. The halacha is if there's a grandchild left over, toichal b'truma, because it's a grandchild from the kohen. Bas kohen li Yisrael, if it's a bas kohen li Yisrael, it's a faket. A bas kohen li Yisrael, if there's any children left over, lo toichal b'truma. Even though the enikel is a mamzer, so the enikel is enough to keep her in the family of a kohen, even though he himself, the enikel himself, has no status of kedusha. Can't have be a kohen because he's a mamzer. So memele, he's missing in kedusha, but he can retain for his grandmother's status of guna. But if the faker bas kohen Yisrael, he's ma'akiv. He keeps the grandmother as a Yisraelis that she doesn't return al beis avia to have a din of a kohen.